Well, now you're giving the shame of a lulav. Maybe that's called something new. Now this thing that's new, it's a kinyan. It's called shinu hashem, and also it's like it's considered like it's not the same chayfas you stole anymore. So therefore, there wouldn't be the psul of mitzvah bobi avera. So why can't the avantri themselves be mekayim the mitzvah even if they themselves would cut off their dasim? The Torah says no. Mikore nami la'asa hoshana kori lei. But this is not called really a change of the name. Mikore at the beginning nami la'asa hoshana. You cut off these hadasim. These are called hadasim that are going to be used for the lulav. That's what it was called before. So it's nothing new. The fact now you put the hadasim in the lulav. Like the lulav is also called a lulav, hadasim, and a rovis. So it's not really called. You changed any names. Rashi hoshana korulu. Al Shem Shuragidim Lioigdim Lashana Bechad. That since you get out, that's the Kashem, and the Teretz says that it's not called something new. Even at the beginning also, when you first cut off the Adasim, it's also considered like you cut off these Adasim to be used for the Lulav. So therefore, it's not called the Shino Hashem, and it's not called the Shino Maisa. Therefore, Rava told these Avankrim, these people that buy off the Goyim, make sure you yourself do not cut off the Adasim. Because then you can't use it for your own lulav. If you want to use it for your own lulav, make sure the goyim themselves first cut off the hadasim. Therefore, the goyim made the gizela, and now when you buy it off them, that's called the good shino. That's called the good shino rishus, and yish for shino rishus is kind of, and it's not called you did the ma'aseh gizela. There's no psul of mitzvah bov yaver. Right, the Tana Rabbanan, sukkah gizula. If somebody stole the sukkah. Or else somebody goes and builds a sukkah in the middle of Rosh Hashanah Rabin and puts chach on top of it in the middle of Rosh Hashanah Rabin, you build your sukkah. So it's a machlokes. Rabbi Eliezer Poisel. Rabbi Eliezer says in both cases it's no good. If you steal somebody's sukkah, or else if you make your sukkah in the Rosh Hashanah Rabin, it's also called like Gezel, like Rashi. Hanami Gezel Harabin. You're also stealing from the Rabin. Like it's not your property. Who gave you right to use it? It's the Rosh Hashanah Rabin, it belongs to everybody. You don't have a right to use it. So therefore, by you using it now, it's called Gezel. So Rabbi Eliezer holds, if you steal a sukkah, or you use the Rosh Hashanah Rabin, you're not mekayim the mitzvah. The Chachamim Machshirin. The Chachamim say no, still it's kosher. We'll soon see what we're talking about. The Chachamim say, even if you steal the sukkah, still you could be mekayim the mitzvah. Now, Omar Rav Nachman, Rav Nachman says like this, Machloikis, you know what this argument is between Rabbi Eliezer and Chachamim? You grab a hold of your friend. In other words, your friend has his own house and made his own sukkah in his own backyard. And you go in there, you big bully, and you take your friend and throw him out of the sukkah, and you sit in the sukkah. That's what we're talking about. You grab a hold of your friend, and you throw him out of his sukkah, and you sit in the sukkah. That's what we're talking about. What's the law in such a case? Could you be mekayim the mitzvah now that you're sitting in your friend's sukkah or not? For Rabbi Eliezer l'taimei, Rabbi Eliezer goes according to his shita, that he holds, no, you're not mekayim the mitzvah. You know why? The Yomar Rabbi Eliezer we have before said that ein odom yoytze yedecha vosoi v'sukosha shachaveroi. Rabbi Eliezer's shita before was, your sukkah has to belong to you. You have to own it. Tassel l'chor, the pasuk says, the sukkah has to be yours. You can't be yoytze mitzvah sukkah if you sit in somebody else's sukkah. So like it's a monashuk now. Ekak and exelis, if you want to tell me when you steal, you throw your friend out of his property. It's called you're stealing his property. So you want to say then you have a kinyan exela. Maybe it should be called yours. Steal sukkah gzulihi. That's called a stolen sukkah. And a stolen sukkah, you can't be yotzei the mitzvah. Vinam ekak and an exelis. And even if you want to tell me no, like we hold halacha. Kaker is not an exilist, like we had before. If you go take your friend and throw him out of his property, and you take over the land, that's not called a maisik zela. It's not called you stole it from him. You don't have a kinyan zela. Property, land, we say, it's always in the ownership of the original owner, unless he sells it or zvafker it, gives it for a present. But you can't just throw him out, that doesn't give you a kinyan zela. So if you want to tell me now that Kaker is an exilist, so therefore the gazlin does not own it, so whose sukkah is it? It's a sukkah shulahi. It's a sukkah that you're like you're borrowing your friend's sukkah. Really, it still belongs to your friend. It's his property. He owns it. You just threw him out of here. But really, as far as ownership goes, your friend still owns the sukkah. Therefore, you're like borrowing your friend's sukkah. It's not a nice way to do it,
But really, a pialoch, it's only called you're borrowing your friend's sukkah. But instead of asking him, you just threw him out. But the mice, it still belongs to him, it's still his sukkah, and you're using his sukkah. So that's a shayla. According to Rebbe Lezer, you're not mekayim the mitzvah. Because Rebbe Lezer old with a sukkah shula, you're not mekayim the mitzvah. Sukkah has to belong to you. So here, mamonishach, if karkas ain't an exelus, you don't own it, so it's not yours, you can't be mekayim the mitzvah. And even if you want to tell me Rebbe Lezer holds maybe that karka is an exelus, and you do have a kinyan zela, but I call upon him, there's a possible to say that a sukkah gzula is possible. So Rashi says like this, machlekes Rashi, for the apostle Rabbi Eliezer. When does Rabbi Eliezer say it's possible the sukkah is no good? For going to talk off as chaveru bechazaka. You grabbed the hold of your friend with strength. For you see him make the cost and you threw him out of the sukkah. Habnu yevakarka shel nigzal that was built on his own property. The sukkah now, since it's attached to the ground, is also called like karka. Therefore, just like karka is an exelus, the sukkah is also an exelus. Rabbi Eliezer time it. Yama sukkah shula and yotzim bo. Perak yoshim. Hilchach a monashach zup sula. Here a monashach. This sukkah is no good. Ikarka nixelus kloima. Im yesh ala karka teres gezel kishar metaltlim lamed becheskas agazlon. If you want to tell me Rabbi Eliezer holds that when you steal somebody's property, it's called gezela. And like now it's in your rishus, you're the king, you own it, you're a gazlin. Still the klal is sukkah gezulahi. Rabbi Lezer Dorish Tatsa Lecho Mishalecho for Loigzula of Loishula. Hidashan the post of the Botek says Lecho, it has to belong to you legally. And not if it's yours, but turns to the Kinyan Zela. For Loigzula, Gzula is no good. For Loishula either, even if you borrow, it's also no good. So Mamonashach, here's the Sukkah's postal. But if it's Gzula, the post says Lecho and not stolen goods. The end of the Gzela, if you want to tell me, it's not called stolen goods. If Gzela is not Chal and Kakam, Lechol HaYomim. For Yeshua's by Lehi, have you Shula? Still, the cloud is as bright like you're borrowing it. Shula. Or pluk to be a goyzel. It's a machlekes in Gemara Babakama. Ikulaman diyom a kakin exelis. Some say yes, even by property, by land, you could steal it. The Dorish rebu yamiyat. Ikulaman diyom a kakin an exelis. The Dorish kol yiproti. So may la kopon, according to Rebbe Lezer, no matter which way you hold, Rebbe Lezer will understand. Either it's called a sukkah gizula, that you're not making the mitzvah, of course it's stolen. It's not lecho. Whereas even if you want to tell me there's no din gzeil on karka, but it still does not belong to you, it's only like shula, it's still your friends. And you can't be yotze with sukkah that belongs to your friend. That's Rebbe Lezer Shita. So tomorrow, what are the rabbanon hold though? For rabbanon latamayu, the rabbanon go according to that time also. The amri, the rabbanon say, Odom yotze yedechavosei v'sukkosa shechaveroi. Yes, during sukkis, if you go nicely, of course, and ask your friend, can I use your sukkah? And he says, yes, you're allowed to do it. You could be mekayim the mitzvah sukkah, even though the sukkah does not belong to you. There's no din lechor, it has to belong to you. Shula is also good. If you borrow it, it's also good. Lechor is only a psul of gzula. If you steal it, you did like you're stealing it, then you're not mekayim the mitzvah. But over here, the rabbanon hold, the karka ain't an exelis. You have to say that they hold karka is not an exelis. Since the land, the sukkah still belongs to the original owner, and you did not steal it, it's not called the gzela by karka. Therefore, all it is, the sukkah shulahi. All it is really now is just called you're borrowing your friend's sukkah. Even though you're not getting permission for it, he's not giving you reshus, but still, it's not called gzela, you're not stealing it, because karka is an exelus. So really, all it's called is you're using your friend's. Without his permission, that's called like shula. Therefore, according to the rabbonin, you would do the kind of mitzvah sukkah. Because the maestri is sitting in a sukkah, and that's kosher. And it's not gezula, it's not stolen. Therefore, according to Rabbanan, it's kosher. Rashi v'Rabbanan l'tamayu. The Amri the Rabbanan say, Yoytze Odem b'sukkah sheinah shaloi. Yes, you could be mekayim the mitzvah with your friend sukkah. B'shula. B'sri'la the karka ain't an exelis. The Rabbanan need the Amri perak. Agoizu the karka ain't an exelis. O'plig yo let Rab Lezer. Nami v'ho. The exelis karka yukach. Shulihi. Who are the name of Hevelay, Lemaimel, Rab Nachman, Lemaimel, the Rab Lezla, time of the Yom, Agoizel Karka, Nigzelis, the Sukkah Gzulihi, the Miyayashi Bailamine, Kishar Metatl, Rebbe Karka, the Cheskas Gazlin, Rabon, the time of the Yom, Karka, and Nigzelis, Ushili, you could have said clearly this Machlekis, that Rab Lezol, that is called Gezel, and the Rabbonin say it's not called Gezel. Eliyom Ochi, Avi Mashma, the Moid Rab Lezla Bishula. If it would have said like this, it would have been Mashma, then Rab Lezol only says it's no good, because the old karka is stolen, is nigzelis.
But it would only be borrowing it, it would be good. The Anan, we hear that like that. The Anan, Kimlan by Yosh, we have the parrot before. The Afishul apostle, that even if you're just borrowing, even if you get permission to use your friend's sukkah, according to Rabbi Lez, it's no good. The Torah says, L'cho, the sukkah has to belong to you. Hilkach, therefore here, the Gemara says, Omalo, Rav Nachman. Mimonoshok, here, no matter what you say, it's no good claimer. Inam, the Yavisrila Rabbi Lez, the Kaka, and the Gzelet, even if you want to tell me, that your blessed maybe would hold like the Rabbanan Shita, that character is not Nigzol, Hafiluachi Possele. Here you should know, still it's possible. Possele, Mishum Shula, because it's not called your own sukkah, it's called the sukkah you're borrowing from your friend without permission, therefore you're not Yaisa the Mitzvah according to Rabbi Lezer. Mashenkin, according to the Rabbanan though, they hold karka is Enon Exilis, it's called a Shula you're using your friends, and the Loch is you're allowed to use your friends according to the Rabbanan. Therefore you became the Mitzvah. That's the way Rav Nachman says. So Rav Nachman, Avo, what's going to be the case? Avo goes al eitzim. If somebody goes to his friend's house and steals wood, v'sichach behen, and you put it on top of your sukkah, use it for schach, you steal wood, you steal bamboo sticks from your friend, and you put it on top of your schach, your sukkah, tivrei hakel, everybody holds, ein loy elo d'may eitzim. That you makan the mitzvah sukkah, it's a kosher sukkah. And all you have to do is just pay back the value of the bamboo sticks. That's all. Ain loy, the nigza, the one you stole from, only has a taina to get from you, el demay yetzim. Only the value of the yetzim. So Rashi explains why is that. Rashi, avagozal yetzim asichach behem. Ain zu loy gzul of loy shula. This is not called stolen goods. This is not called you have stolen bamboo sticks. And it's not called shula. It's not called you're borrowing it. Te koninu bishino maisam. Because you are kind of it. It belongs to you right now. With the Shino Maisa, that you're changing it from a bamboo stick into schach. The Shino Hashem also, you changed the name of it also. Before it was bamboo sticks, now it's called schach. So since you made a Shino Hashem and a Shino Maisa, the Yoid, another thing, as Rashi says, Meshum Takonas Hashovim. These are Takonim of the Rabbonin, that if somebody steals a beam, and he builds a house with it, so even though really you shouldn't be kinder at Midiraisa, let's say, and you should have to return it to the original owner, the Rabbanan made up the corner to say no, you don't have to return it. Because if you have to still return it, a person won't do tshuva. It's too hard to do tshuva. I feel if I have to return, I have to break down my whole house, it's too much, I won't do tshuva. So therefore the Rabbanan said, if you have your beam that you put in your house already, you don't have to knock down your house, you should know you own it, just pay back the money. That's at the corner of the Rabbanan. Here also, since you stole these beans, these bamboo sticks, and you made tzchach out of it, we say now with the Rabbanan as if you're kind of it, and you don't have to give it back to the original owner anymore, you just have to pay the value of it. But the actual sticks you own. So since you own the actual sticks, it's not called the sukkah gzula, therefore you could be mekayem the mitzvah. Drash did Rashi, v'yoyed mishum takonas hashovim, ein etzorach, list of binyon, you don't have to break down your house. El yach tzadom, just return the value of it. With the Arminim Parakayoshin, the boy the Rabbanan Begzula, I Rashi's bothered boy. How is there a case then that you stole the sukkah that you're not Mekayim the Mitzvah according to Rabbanan? Like Sofa was saying, if you throw the guy out of his Rishus, it's not Chal Gzeilam. If you steal sticks and build a sukkah, it remains your sticks, it's your sukkah. So where's the case that sukkah Gzula is possible according to Rabbanan? So Rashi says, Lav Begoizel Sukkah Mechaberas Takarka. We're not talking about you steal a sukkah that's attached to the ground. V'loy begoizel eitzim. And now we steal sticks or mesachibim and you build a sukkah out of it. In these two cases, it's yours or else with mechubah, there's no ding zela. And we steal the sticks and build it, it becomes yours. Elo, there we're talking about the goizel sukkah ha'asuya b'reish ha'gola. Let's say you have a sukkah on top of a wagon. Somebody made a sukkah on top of a wagon. Now in a wagon, it's not called karka. You can steal somebody's wagon. So the same way you can steal wig and you can steal the sukkah also. Or Rosh HaSvini, or else you made a sukkah on top of a ship, and then you went ahead and stole the whole ship. That's the case that in such a case, even according to Rabbanan, you're not Mekayim the Mitzvah. That's the case that the Torah says, a gzula is possible. Where's the case? Where you stole the ship, or you steal the wagon, and the sukkah's on top of it. The Atzman Exelus, Ein Mechaberas HaKarka, Ein Lo Bahaf Tadomin, Ela Kamoi Shi Benuya, The Ein Kam Bishon Tachonas HaShovin, In such a case also, you have to return the whole ship. You have to return the whole wagon. You didn't do anything to it. You didn't like build it over again to say, it's something new now. You could keep it with the Rabbanan. No, you just stole the wagon. You have to give it back again. So in such a case, that's a pure gzela. Then even according to the Rabbanin, you're not makayim the mitzvah sukkah. However, when you steal karka, there we paskin karka then an gzelas. So it's not called gzula, it's only called like you're borrowing it, you're makayim the mitzvah. And if you steal sticks and build a sukkah also, you are kind of the sticks remain yours, you only have to pay back the value of the sticks, therefore you could be makayim the mitzvah sukkah. So that's what Rashi says, the only case is when you steal the wagon or the ship.
Right. Yeah. Mora says now, what's his raya? So Mora says, Mimai, what's your raya? That this is the pshat, this is the machlokes, the Rabbanan and Rableza. Midiktoni dum yudushus rabim. It says two cases originally. It says you stole the sukkah, or else if you made it in the rishus rabim. So ma rishus rabim, the same way if you make your sukkah in the rishus rabim. The case is kaka la bidehu. We're talking about in the case that the ground does not belong to you. It's sukkah nami, the same thing in the case where you're stealing the sukkah. We're talking about lav karka di dehu. We're talking about where you did not steal. In other words, the karka is not in your rishus. The sukkah is not in your property. The sukkah is in your friend's property. And like we're saying, you throw your friend out of his property. That's where the maslekes is. But if you take somebody else's sticks and you bring it to your house and you build the sukkah by you, that's called the property belongs to you. That's not the maslekes. That's Rav Nachman's raya. That's Rav Nachman's raya. The only machlokes is that the property, the karka, does not belong to you. In the case where you go to your friend's property and you throw him out of the sukkah, that's where Reb Lezer says is no good. But in the case where you just steal the sticks and you bring it home to your rishus, everybody holds your kind of the sticks remains yours. Therefore, there's no problem. It's not called the sukkah gzula. There was an old lady, grandmother, that came in front of Rav Nachman. Omrule, she said to Rav Nachman, you should know, Resh Galusa, the Kula Rabbanan, the very Resh Galusa, if the Resh Galusa, the head of the Bnei Goyla, and all his followers, all his Tamidim, is the Sukkah Gzula Heve Yasvi. They're sitting in a Sukkah Gzula. In other words, probably the case was that the people from Resh Galusa went and stole her wood. And with her wood, they went and built the Sukkah. So she came to complain to Rav Nachman, as if to say, all the Rabbanan, they are not being the kind of Mitzvah Sukkah, because it's called the Sukkah Gzula. That's what she held. And really, like we had before, Rav Nachman holds no. In such a case, these people are coming to the wood remains there, since they build the sukkah out of it. Either it's Yish and Shin Rishus, or else it's called Takonis HaShovim, but they are coming to them a kind of the mitzvah. All they have to do is just pay back the value, the money to the Isha. So what happened, the story was, Yasvei Tzavcha, she was standing and screaming at Rav Nachman, Lo Yashkech Bo, Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman didn't come to answer her. He didn't say anything. In other words, he held she was wrong, and he didn't answer her. Trashi tzavcho tzavcho lahachdilo eitzim atzman. She was complaining now that she wants the Rabbanan to return the wood itself. And Rav Nachman didn't answer. In other words, Rav Nachman held they don't have to. They're not mechuyev to pay back the wood. Only they have to pay back the value, but not the wood itself. Gemara says, Omru le isasur. So this lady said, this grandmother said back to Rav Nachman, like Omru le isasur, this lady, say my father, as if it's like Avram. In other words, I'm a daughter of Avram Avinu. So it's like my father Avram Avinu that he had 300 v'tim nisar and 18 avodim. Safcha kamaicha screaming in front of you. You don't answer me. In other words, she starts to scream to Rav Nachman. How come you're not answering me? So Rashi says liavusa means liavram avinu. Yelid de Beise, how many children was in his house? Shemoina also Shlosh Meyas. 318. So you meant to say like, I'm a Yid, so why don't you answer me? So Omalahu Rav Nachman, Rav Nachman said, Pi'isahi, she's Tama Screamer, that's all she is. Trashi Kalani sees her, she's Tama Screamer. The Ein Lo Elo Dimei Eitzim Avad. The din is all she gets is just the value of the Eitzim. The Rabbanan have to pay her back the value of the wood. But the wood itself, they do not have to pay her back. Somebody steals a piece of wood. And you build it into your house. The person that was stolen from, he only gets back the value of it.
So the Rabbanan did not say you have to break down your house and return the beam. So exactly why Rav Nachman didn't answer and why she's screaming back and forth, maybe she was chutzpahdik, she wasn't talking nicely, so Nachman the first didn't want to answer her. And then he says, Sam, she's a screamer. But our kol point of the locker is, like we said, in such a case, they are mekayim the mitzvah sukkah, because they are kreinerit, the Rabbanan are kreinerit, and therefore, the only concern is though, the shkur there should be a psul for mitzvah above your very hand still though, the shalu is though. Even though you want to say you kind of the wood, but the chura you got the wood through a maisa gzela. So one thing you have to say is either it's called shima maisa, it's called it changed over now into something else. It's like not the stick anymore. Now it's a sukkah, and since a sukkah you did not steal, there wouldn't be a psul for mitzvah above your very hand. We also once spoke out before, swore according to Rabbeinu Tam, that by sukkah, b'chlal, there's no psul of mitzvah above yaveira, the actual sukkah. Because the sukkah itself is not really the chefs of the mitzvah. The sukkah is just a way to be able to make shade, tzeil. And the ikka mitzvah is to sit under the shade, under the tzeil. So the sukkah, the schach, is under the hecha timsa, how to get to the tzeil. But it's not the actual mitzvah itself. So in such a case, there wouldn't be a psul of mitzvah above yaveira. Only by a lulav, that the lulav or the adasim, that's the mitzvah itself. There would be a psul of mitzvah above yaveira. But shenken by a sukkah, that's not called the mitzvah itself, the sukkah, the wood itself. That's only the way to make shade. But the mitzvah is to sit under the shade, therefore maybe also that's another reason we spoke about before, according to Rabbeinu Tam, there would not be a psul of a mitzvah above yaveira. But that was Tosafot's original question, really. And Tosafot asked the question, what do you need a new pasuk for to say? Sukkah gzulas posul of l'chor, typically it's a psul for mitzvah above yaveira. That was Tosafot's question. So Tosafot's the answer, that's only a psul of the Rabbanan. But Tosafot asked the kasha, according to Rabbeinu Tam, that learns that mitzvah above yaveira is a psul of the Raisa. So Tosafot's bought by kasha, according to Rabbeinu Tam, what do I need a new pasuk that sukkah gzulas posul? Treat this posul. It's not worse than a mitzvah above yaveira. So he wanted to say, yes, sukkah is different. That sukkah is not called the actual mitzvah, the wood itself. The wood you only need in order to make it, that there should be tzeil. Rather, the Torah says mitzvahs how to make this tzeil. You have to make the shade out of kosher schach with three walls. But after you have all the kosher walls and the kosher schach, the mitzvah is sitting under the shade. Just like we spoke out by a shofar. If you steal a shofar and you blow the shofar, you mekayim the mitzvah. And the pshat is also because the mitzvah is not the shofar, the mitzvah is to hear, the koil. And the koil, the voice of the shofar, is not gezel. You can't steal the voice. So here also, the mitzvah is the shade of the sukkah, not the sukkah itself. So therefore, there wouldn't be a psul, according to some sheet, there's at least a mitzvah above yaveira. But according to Taisa's pshat, that there is a psul of mitzvah above yaveira, we're going to have to say here that the reason why these sukkahs are kosher is because it's like shinu maisa. It's called you changed over the wood into a sukkah. It's not the same thing you stole anymore. So that wouldn't be the psul of mitzvah above yaveira. It's like the yaveira was done with something else, and like now you have something new here, there's no psul. You like it. Omar Ravina said like this. Hai kishura dimatatulosa. Somebody has a beam that he put into a sukkah, the gzula. You stole the beam and you put it into your sukkah. You made your beam, that speaker beam that's holding up the schach, is Abdulay Rabbona Takanta, Mishum Takona Smorish. You should know, like you said before, the sukkah is too kosher, because mid Rabbona is a takona that you don't have to return the beam itself. Mishum Takona Smorish, like we spoke out. The Rabbona don't want you have to break down your building to return it, then people won't return it. So it said better, you're allowed to keep it. Just pay back the value of it. See here also, if you stole it and you put it into your sukkah, your koiner, it belongs to you, and you're mekayim the mitzvah. Tzimura says, Chita, Maishno Me'etzim, what's the difference? This kshuma is a special type of a beam than regular wood. Tzimura says, yes, Mazatay, my wood is to it. Eitzim Shchichi, regular wood, that's the Shchiyah. That happens often. So on this, the Rabbanu made a takana to say, if you stole wood and you put it into your building, you're allowed to keep it, you don't have to return it. Aval hai. But this kshura, it's a special type of a beam, that's the supporter of the whole sukkah, that's not so shchiach, it doesn't happen so often. It's not around so often, so since it's not stolen so often, my word of thought, loy, maybe here the rabbanon did not make a takonim, you are not kernel, it doesn't belong to you, but you have to return it back, kamash mullah, know that there's still a takon here, you're allowed to keep it. So Rashi is a little bit different. Rashi says, Eitzim Shchichi, Rashi says, a little different. Eitzim Rashi Shchichi Liknois Padomim. Eitzim, to buy wood, if they tell you, all you have to do is pay back the value. Not the wood itself, it's okay. Because when you get some money for the wood, it's easy to buy wood. Sheyitnu loy ze hilkach mishum tachonas hashovim lachachur legoizel. To nigza mosim mitrachum azavim. It's better. That when the rabbanim make a takana that if you steal somebody's wood, that you don't have to return it back. Just give back the money. That's if with money you could buy wood easy. So Melo the Nigzal is not losing out so much. He could take the money and buy wood. Then we let him just take the money. Mashenkin here, where you can't get a kshura so easy, you can't get the special bean. So maybe here the Rabbanan said that you have to give it back itself. Kamashma, no, there's still a takona that you're allowed to keep it and just pay back the money. Yeah, right. Mashenah hani mili. The goy shiva is only during the 7 days of Sukkot. Avol the boss the shiva after the 7 days of Sukkot, hoda b'yenei. Then you have to take this beam off yischach and return it back to the owner, because the only svar is when you're using it for the sukkah is a choshiva thing. It's a mitzvah. It's considered. We're not going to tell you to take it away to break down your sukkah. But after Sukkot, you don't need it anyway. Then we say you're not breaking down the roof. You just taking off this one beam. You have to take it off. Let's say you like cemented it down, then no. Then in such a case, we don't tell you to break down the whole roof. Then you're allowed to keep it and just give back the value. Just give back the money. That's called like a regular binyan kavua. That the law is you're allowed to keep the bean then, and you just have to pay back the money. Yeah. Learn to the price, yovesh posel. If you have a lulav that's dried out, you should know it's posel, like it says in our Mishnah. But you have Yehuda ma'achshir. You have Yehuda and the price that says no. A lulav ha yovesh. A dried out lulav is kosher. You're allowed to use it. So Mara says, oh my rubber. Rubber says like this. Machloikis. Where's this machloikis in the Rabbonin and Rabbi Yehuda? The lulav. It's a machloikis by lulav. A dried out lulav. The Rabbonin start with the Rabbonin hold. Machshinen lulav liyesrug. We learn out the mitzvah of lulav from the mitzvah of esrog. My esrog, just like the mitzvah of esrog. The Torah says, boy hodor, it says pre-eats hodor. You have to have a nice fruit. And if it's dried out, it's not called nice. That's the psalm of the Raisom. Af lulav boy hodor. The same thing by lulav. We learn out lulav from esrog, that it has to have hodor by lulav. So a dried out lulav is posel. That's why Rabbanan, like in our Mishnah, say, a lulav ha-yavish is posel. We have Yehudis sub, Rav Yehudas no. Loi makshina lulav li esrog. We do not learn out lulav from esrog. That what? Lulav does not need hodor. The Torah only says hodor by esrog. 3/8 hodor means esrog. Mashenk and lulav, Rav Yehudas does not have to be nice. So even if it's dried out, still it's kosher. I will be esrog. But by the esrog itself, then I'll tell you, divrei hakel, everybody holds hodor binin. Even according to Rav Yehuda, it has to be nice. And if it's dried out, it's possible. The Rashi says, Loi makshina means, Loi hukshu lilmeid ze mizeh, Loi nitin lidrus miyatzma, Mikol yud gimomidah shatoyin adresu bem, Ela kal v'choyma. The only thing you can make your own limit from is only a kal v'choyma. But otherwise, it has to be a Kabbalah. So if Yehuda doesn't have this Kabbalah, he did not learn out that you make such a hekish of lulav to esrig. So esrig needs hodor, but not lulav. Avum esrig divrihako boi hodor, to hodor tzivbei, Loi dashin leder Rabbi Yehuda idur loshin yevorik dorosh ben zaz lekamon. We're not going to dash like Benazir dashins it later. Hoda means it stays on the tree from year to year. An esrog is the one fruit that stays a long time from year to year. So he doesn't dash in that way. He says hoda means nice. So he's naskim. That's Rabbi's chiddush here. That Rabbi Yehuda also is moider. The word hoda means nice. He just says nice only has to be by esrog and not by lulav. Over lulav loy boy of Yehuda hodor, is it true that by lulav it does not have to be nice according to Yehuda? For your tanaim, we learned like this: Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yehuda says yakdenu melamalo. We had before if the lulav spreads out, if its leaves are spread out, Rabbi Yehuda said you have to tie him up on top. You have to tie them together on top. The leaves of the lulav is my timer. What does Rabbi Yehuda say if the leaves separated on top? You have to tie them together. Lav mishum de boy hodor. Isn't it because you have to have a nice looking lulav? And if the branches, the leaves are spread out, it doesn't look nice. So the Chur, you see, that's what the Yehuda said in our Mishnah. So you see, if Yehuda holds, you do need hodor by lulav. Says in the Mursa's Loi. That's not the pshat of the Yehuda. Kidiktoni Taima. The reason is like this. We learned like this. Rav Yehuda Oimer Mishum Rabbi Tafrin, Kapos Tamorim. The Torah calls the lulav Kapos Tamorim, the branches of the palm tree. So Yidashin Kapos, it has to be Kofos, means like Kofos, like tied up. That's what the word Kofos means, tied up, bound together. V'yimhoye Porid Yechavtenu. That if the leaves started to spread out, to separate, the din is Yechavtenu, you have to tie it together again. But not because there's a mitzvah of Hodor, it has to look nice. Because that's the taich, that's the explanation of the word kapos tomorrow means kofos, it has to be tied up. But it could be that if you told you do not need hodr at all by lulav. So the Gemara again, is this true? For loiboy hodr, is it true that you do not need hodr according to Yehuda? For your tanan would learn like this: ein oigdin es halulav ela beminoi. You're only allowed to tie the lulav together, the three minim, the lulav, the hadasim, and the arovis, with the min of the lulav, like we do. We take the leaves of the lulav and we make a knot, a bow, to tie it together. So, ein oidim es lulav elo beminoi. Dibur Rav Yehuda, that's Rav Yehuda Shita. My time, like, what's the reasoning? Why can't you use a silver, use gold? Why do you have to use the palm trees itself, the leaves itself, to make the agud, to tie it together? Lav nishum the boy hodr, isn't it because they have to look nice? And it looks much nicer if it's tied together with the same min? So you see, according to Rav Yehuda also, the lulav has to be nice. Tumara says, Lloyd, again, that's not the reasoning. Why Rav Yehuda says you have to tie it together with the same min of the lulav, with the leaves of the lulav. So all my Rav says like this, Afilu b'siv, v'afilu b'ikra d'dikla, that you don't have to use taka the leaves of the lulav itself. You could use it b'siv, that's something that grows around. Rashi says, Afilu b'siv, ha'godol sviva t'dekla, like the bark of the palm tree. V'nikrach svivav, it goes around the palm tree. Even ikwadikla, it's also like the roots. Shashafil bikwadikla. Mina klipa, part of the shell of the palm tree. Viafopi shemareim doimalamara lulub. Even though it doesn't even look so nice, it's not even the same color as the lulub is. But providing you're tying it together with something that comes off the palm tree. So you see, if time to Rav Yehuda Hossam lav mishum hodru, the reason why Rav Yehuda says you have to use the leaves of the lulav of the palm to tie it is not because then it looks nice, because you're even allowed to use the bark and the bare part of the palm tree. So if so, what's the reasoning of Rav Yehuda? Why can't you use something else, a rubber band, a cord? Why do you only have to use the palm tree? The Terence says, Viela, my time with Rav Yehuda. Hosom the kosovar lulav tzarech agad. Rav Yehuda is a mitzvah agad. You have to tie the three minim together. Now the klal is the yimai seminach rina. You're going to take some other type of material to tie it together. You'll take a string, or you take cord, you take a rubber band. Heavy lecha mishaminim. It's still like you're holding five minim now. Hey, see, the agad is part of the mitzvah. So you're holding a lulav in your hand, you're holding a dastim, you're holding a rovus, you have yesrig, and if you have what's tied around comes from a different tree, not from a palm tree, it comes from an apple tree, it's called like you have five minim here. You have the apple tree here also. Therefore, what you're tied around has to only come from the palm tree, not to make another min. So that maybe that's trying to Rav Yehuda. So coming out of Rav Yehuda tackles, lulav does not need hodr. It's only by esrig needs hodr. Why do you have to tie it around with the min of a dekel? Because we don't want to have another min. The Rashi says, Elo mishum miksov lulav tzarech agad. Hilka kol ha-neged imoi hevi min ha-mitzvah. Anything that's tied together with the lulav is called part of the mitzvah. V'nimtzer oy b'v'al toysef. You have too much here. Im yagid min chamish. You take another min, you'll tie it together with a leaf that comes off an apple tree. It's like you have five minim here. That's why it's possible. The Gemara says now, Uve'esrug mi bor Rav Yehuda hodor. But is it true what you just said, that Rav Yehuda is moida by esrug, you do need hodor? It's only by lulav not, is that true? For a tiny would not like this, arbas minim shebelulav, the four minim, the lulav, the esrug, the adasim, and the rovis, kishem shein poistim hen, you can't take less than four minim, kachen mosifin aleim, you can't take more than four minim, you can't have five minim. What about loy motzes? Let's say you can't find an esrug. This year there's no esrug. You can't find one. Loy yavi loy porish. You can't take another type of a fruit. Quinces. Loy rima, not pomegranates. Loy dovarachi. You can't take anything else. What about kamushin? If they're like withered already. They're not so fresh anymore. They're old already. Is kshayrim? Yaveshim sunim. But if it's yavish, that's already post. That's no good. We have Yehudu Raimu af yaveshim. The Yudos, even if it's dried out, Esrog also is kosher. That's the kasha. If you tell me now you have to have a hodder, it has to look nice, so how could you have a dried out Esrog? A dried out Esrog is not hodder. So how could you just say you carry the mitzvah after you bash even with the dried out Esrog? So Raya by Esrog also you do not need hodder. The Yudos says, my son, what's happened in the story? Divnei Krachim, the cities of Krachim. Rashi says, Shein Dorin